This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth. On Mix 94.5.
Lisa and Pete always put a bit of spring in your afternoon.
Put some spring in your home with ABC Blinds Style Up for Spring Sale. On now.
What your kid put on your credit card?
Yeah, you may have heard this story over the last couple of days. A girl in the UK has booked herself a dream holiday to Disneyland in Paris by guessing dad's PayPal password. It says
PayPal.
Here.
Yeah.
Susan went online while her family was asleep and used his mobile phone to book the family trip. I think she booked it first class, off to the Eiffel Tower. $1,730 she spent.
Jeez, nice work. Far out. The booking was made on August 24, earlier this year. Ian said he didn't realise what she'd done until 3 days later because with PayPal, because it's connected to your account, it doesn't happen straight away. It doesn't draw the money straight away.
Right.
So you'd go into PayPal, you pay for what you need to, and then a few days later it draws it from your account. So he's probably sitting and going, whoa.
Very forgiving, Dad, too, because he says, I don't think Susan realises the enormity of what she'd done. And I think she does because she has booked these tickets first class and then off to the Eiffel Tower and then off to Disneyland, and they all sort of flow.
Yeah.
So unless that was an accident, she knew exactly what she was doing.
Sounds like it. Hey, we want to hear from you. What did your kid put on your credit card? What did your kid put on your credit card? This is off the back of the girl who booked a Disneyland holiday by guessing her dad's PayPal password. It wasn't just that, though. It also included first class flights, a VIP trip to the Eiffel Tower, and then on to Disneyland via the express train and park tickets for the following day.
It's as if a travel agent had planned it out for her themselves.
Yeah. $1,730 worth. We've got Laura in Padbury. What did your kid put on the credit card?
Oh, hi, guys. My son charged $4,160 to by using, like, with in-app purchases on his FIFA 16 game.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Okay, yeah. So, like, buying character packs and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think, and really good players. Like, he had the best team.
Yeah.
So he was so devastated when I said to him, I said, you're not allowed Snapchat, because that was something that he just asked me for.
Uh-huh.
I said, you can't have Snapchat. You got to take your team right back to basics. You got to get rid of all those players. And that, he was gutted. More about that, not about the money. I was gutted about the money. But
wow. He
was, like, devastated that he had to give up his team. And so were his friends, because, you know, my friend told her son, she goes, oh, my gosh, you're not going to believe what so-and-so did. And the kid said, oh, my God, Mom, she had the best team ever, you know.
So
and
did so, you, by him having to give those players back, did you get the money back? Was he allowed to sell them on the, because I know it, it's a digital marketplace.
Well, luckily, I didn't tell him this right away, but I was, you know, in contact with Apple and iTunes, and they gave me all the money. They refunded all the money because of his age. He was 11.
Yeah.
And so I can't remember. He wasn't allowed to play this game. He just was, you know, prevented from playing it for quite some time because I just couldn't believe that he did that. And it was only in a matter of days. It was just like, you know, once you click on it, $169, $169, $169, $89, yeah. $89, $89. It was just constant. So,
Laura, have no idea what you're talking about, but I've never seen Pete sat there looking more understanding or concerned. He looks like Dr. Phil right now.
I really am.
Oh,
really
so swings and roundabouts.
Thanks, Laura.
See you, Laura.
Wow. Deborah in Midland, what did your kid put on the credit card?
$5,000 worth of naughty videos in a month.
What?
Now, I've got to ask how much did those videos work out roughly each? Do you know?
I don't know. All I saw was the bill at the end of the month and went, oh, my God, and then saw what they were and because my son was only 13 at the time. And I said to him, Shannon, what have you been doing? And he said,
well, we know what he's been doing.
I just wanted to look, Mum.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that.
You ever heard of Playboy? Oh, wow. Deborah.
No, it was, and I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
It's too late. You can't do anything about it once it's been done.
Well.
Oh, and there it was, all time ready for the talk.
I remember when I was, you know, 12, 13.
Whether you wanted it or not, Deb.
All right. You get curious, Deborah, you know.
Well, that's it. And I was a single mum, so there was no dad to explain. So I found his own way to explain. Mm.
Get curious. Did they stay curious for about 55 years.
Guilty.
Thanks, Deb.
Thank you, Deborah.
Please be advised, the following radio segment is designed for people who go to the movies or who watch movies, rent movies in store or online, people who eat popcorn and other movie-related snacks. Lisa and Pete would like to remind you this isn't just talking movies. This is Justin Hamilton talking movies.
Justin, in my little experience, I mean, one thing better than a good mum, and that's a bad mum.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, some movies demand a sequel as well, you know. Like, you could have finished Batman Begins with the hero being handed a Joker card and left it at that, but deep down, you want to know what happens when he goes and confronts the Joker. Or when I saw Bad Mums last year, I knew I just had to find out how these women would continue to be bad mums. And lo and behold, like a prayer that has been answered, we have a Bad Mums Christmas. Amy, Kiki and Carla, played by Mila Kunis, Kristen Bell and Catherine Hahn, declare that they are going to approach Christmas in a way that makes it a low-key slash stress-free holiday until the mothers arrive and all hell breaks loose.
It's the most wonderful
I've always loved Christmas, but as a mom, it's a lot of work.
Sweetie, we don't drink the tree water.
Because we're people, right?
Oh, God, make it stop.
And only one thing.
Oh, no.
What is it?
Could make it even more stressful.
My mother's coming for Christmas.
Mom?
Hi, Mom.
Hey, May.
Mom?
I'm here to see my daughter on Easter.
Christmas.
Where's your tree?
I guess she's been a little busy.
No, clearly not at the gym.
Oh my God, I've just thought of something. This is stepdads too, but with mums.
Yes,
this is like
But with Christine Baranski, who I love.
Yes. What are the odds of these two films coming out in pretty close proximity to each other? I saw the original, and you know, I didn't think it was great, but there was just enough kind of raunch in it and anti-PC kind of gags enough that it kind of took you by surprise. So like one of those films where you walk in and go, look, I don't think that was great, but I feel a bit dirty. I did laugh a few times. And I just went in thinking, oh, I hope this isn't the type of movie where they've made a sequel and what they do is they try to repeat the formula with just enough tweaks to justify the different title. And that's what they've done.
Oh.
That's exactly what they've done. The women are initially irritated. They cut loose. And by the end, everyone has learned a lesson and loves one another. So Mila Kunis gets the least interesting role, which is disappointing. Her character of Amy is constantly exasperated.
That's fine. And she's good-looking enough to be able to just have
She's a good actress too,
but
though.
She's a good actress.
They should give her more. She's funny.
Yeah, I think she's pretty funny, actually. Mm. Like, I think she's got some good comedic chops, especially if you're a Family Guy fan, you know, you know that she has a way around a line. So once again, Kristen Bell, who is capable and, you know, she can be a really funny actress, is reduced to playing the straight woman, and she's opposite Cheryl Hines as the mother. But weirdly enough, that kind of works. They have a pretty funny storyline going, and there's a great scene with Wanda Sykes as a straight shooting therapist. And then Baranski, as you were talking about, who plays Amy's mum, is funny as the bossy perfectionist who overtakes her daughter's house. But my favourite was Susan Sarandon, just my favourite. In a movie where you have these three women who have already starred in the first film, they're kind of pushed to one side, and it's all the older actresses who get the funny lines who get to carry the film. But I just kind of feel like they take the easy way out. They go the quick gag rather than exploring a scene to its full potential. I just think the actresses deserve better. So I'm giving Bad Mums to Bad Mums, Bad Mums. What they going to do? What they going to do when they make a sequel out of 5?
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5.
Lisa and Pete always put a bit of spring in your afternoon. Put some spring in your home with ABC Blinds. Style up for spring sale. On now.